2 days ago, or 3 days ago, a Catholic priest decided that he had had enough with the homosexual rainbow flag with the Holy Blessed Crucifix on it hanging inside the church that he was just assigned to. And so he removed the flag, as he should have, took it outside, and burned it. This then caused Cardinal Blaise Supich of the Chicago Diocese to order that the bishop there remove this priest, and I don't know if this progressed any, threaten him with psychiatric evaluation because he knows the faith? What can you tell us?
Yep. No, that's exactly what's going on. The Cardinal Supich basically is well, first of all, this priest, he announced that he was going to have a burning party to burn this flag, which was the source of a sacrilege, we should add. That flag was hung over the crucifix. It covered up the crucifix of the church, okay? And it was used at, I believe, an installation mass, and it was Cardinal Bernardin who was there for that, as well as a few other very, very pro-gay clerics. And that's what it was. It was for the very first dignity mass there in the archdiocese, and so that flag was flown over the crucifix for this homosexual mass, which is a sacrilege. I mean, that mass is a sacrilege. I don't care what anybody else says. It is a sacrilege. And so this priest, knowing that it's a sacrilege, had recently rediscovered it. It hadn't been flying in the parish for quite some time, but he recently rediscovered it, knew its history, and said, you know what, we need to burn it because that's what you do with sacrilege things that were used to commit sacrilege.
Okay, so you burn them. Good. Okay. I'm with you so far. I'm with you.
Okay. So that's what he was doing. It was the appropriate canonical approach to defiled images. Well, so Cardinal Supich said, you will not do this in public. He said, fine, we'll do it in private. And that's what he did. And some of his parishioners posted pictures. Well, his Cardinal Supich's thugs called I think they were vicars for the clergy or something. They show up and they tell him, "You've got an hour to get your stuff because we're taking you to a psych ward."
Chicago and Auxiliary Bishop Mark Bartosik.
Yes.
Okay.
Said, "We're going to take you to a psych ward." Well, apparently some argument ensued, and two of the priests that were there threatened. They made a very strong, clear death threat. He said, well, I've got mass to say tomorrow. And they said, well, what if you're dead? Well, I mean, you don't get much clearer as a death threat like that, especially in Chicago.